Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I hope all of you had a wonderful week. I hope you did everything that you wanted to do. I hope that you kept your spirits high. I really, truly mean this because sometimes we be forgetting. We just get caught up in a moment. We get caught up in a situation. We get caught up in life, really. And we just forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. We forget to take care of our energy. We forget to stay in high and good vibrations. And we just get caught up in everything. And it's easy to forget about that. So I'm just here to remind you. This is your weekly reminder to be okay. You know, allow yourself to not be okay, obviously. But at the same time, be conscious about it. And be conscious about the fact that you want to be okay. Because I think it's very important to not just get caught up in a moment, and next thing you know, you realize that you are in a deeper hole that you intended to be in the first place. So that is my small little introduction. Following up with the weather report, it's been a while, and I feel like Poland deserves a little shout out because this past few days have been amazing. The sun has been shining every single morning. And for some reason, I mean, I know the reason, but I haven't been having time to actually enjoy the weather and be outside. And I think that's also why I've been feeling down a little bit lately, is because I really haven't been outside as much as I should, because I know, I just know, in about a month or so, I'm going to regret this because it's going to be winter time, like real winter. And I'm going to think about the days that the sun was shining and I didn't get the chance to get outside. So I need to do that before the sun goes away. But circling back to what I was saying, the weather has been amazing. Sun has been shining. Really, really warm fall season. Really nice. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The leaves, the colors, you know, fall season is just beautiful all around. But I think this year has a special sense to it because the weather is also warm. So it feels nice from the times that I have been out. It actually feels nice, but I'm gonna try and get myself out there a little bit more. These next 2 months are going to be a stretch for me because I'm really trying to organize my schedule, get used to these two jobs that I have now, and a lot of things happening at the same time. You know how it is. I feel like when Christmas comes around or the end of the year comes around, I don't know about you, but I feel like trash a little bit because we look back and we're like, oh my God, like it's been 10 months. What have I done with my life? And remember in my episodes when I talk about like, oh, celebrating small victories and stuff like that. And then at the end of the year, we just look back and we feel like we are in the exact same place that we were in the beginning of the year. Obviously, you're not. You grew a lot. You did a lot of things to help you move forward in your journey. But it's really hard to pinpoint those victories when it's been like 10 months and you look back and you try to remember everything and you can't really remember. Unless it was like a major event, you know, but yeah, and that's why like I feel a little bit down sometimes because I look back and I can't really see what have I done of a major impact in my life. And I have done a lot of things, obviously, but like I just said, sometimes it's just hard to see those things, especially when it's like November now almost and we're trying to we're trying to see what we did in the past 10 months and we can't really see anything. But I'm here to remind you that you still have time. You know, it's not the end of the year yet. There's a lot of things about to happen. It's Halloween season and then it's Thanksgiving, depending on where you're at. And it's Christmas, my favorite time of the year. I love Christmas. I really love Christmas. I don't want to be that person to talk about Christmas beforehand, because I know there's a lot of people that don't like that. And I know that once that season comes, like once December comes around, I am definitely going to be that person that's going to come here every week and be like, oh my gosh, it's almost Christmas. I'm a December baby. So, you know, I was born on December 18, really close to Christmas. So I love Christmas. I love snow. I love the lights. I love the songs. I love everything. I'm one of those obnoxious, obsessed Christmas person. Okay. That is me. Once December comes around, or not even December, but once I sense the Christmas season, I'm one of those people that, you know, definitely pulls up the Christmas playlist so I can, you know, wake up and go to sleep too. It just brings me that vibe. And also being away from the family, I feel like these little particular things make me feel a little bit more in season, or like it just makes me remind the times where I was able to spend the whole season with my family, because now I am not, only just literally the Christmas days. And just, you know, doing these little things for myself a couple of weeks before, it just makes me get into the mood and not feel, you know, so lonely sometimes. So now getting off of the Christmas topic, because that is not the message for today, not at all. But once again, you already know that every episode that I come here, I talk about an experience that I'm going through in my life. And today I want to talk about the Me Too movement. And I do not mean, the woman Me Too movement. Let me just make that clear. I want to talk about the conversations that, go about with Me Too. I know. I just know, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're talking to someone and it's just a tennis game, you know, like you throw a story and then the other person throws a story, and then you're just there like throwing stories at each other, and it's like you're literally not going anywhere. Like, what are you doing? why do you do that? Why do you do that? And let me start this topic by saying this. Obviously, we are adults now, and I would like to think that a majority of us, or at least the people who listen to this podcast, let's stay with us, let's stay with our community. We are conscious beings now, right? We are working on our self-awareness. We are working into becoming more conscious adults, right? And having meaningful conversations and being attentive to whatever we do in life. Let's just start by saying that, right? I feel like we're all are trying to improve on that. And with that being said, I do realize that sometimes if I get caught up in the middle of those conversations, you know what? I feel like at the end of the day, I come home and I'm like, you dumb fuck. That's your fault. Like, you could have left, literally. You could have left, or you could have said how you feel, how you felt, or you could have expressed that situation, or that conversation wasn't really, you know, what you wanted to be a part of. And you could have done something about it. Instead, you came home and now you're just thinking about it, and you are punishing yourself for putting yourself in that situation in the first place. So let me start by taking accountability, by saying that, yes, I am a part of those conversations sometimes because I want to, and I need to get better at that. I need to get better at actually expressing how I feel about something, or letting the people know that that's not how I really have a conversation. Like, but at the same time, you know, I feel bad, and I know I shouldn't, because I talk about it all the time. I know I shouldn't feel bad, especially when you are surrounded by people that are not really very self-aware yet, and they might take it personal. Most of the times they will take that personal, and they will kind of like resent you for speaking up, or resent you for not being able to take, like, you know, a constructive critic, because that would be something that I would do. I would just say in a very constructive way, in order to even like to help you, to help the other person, you know, whenever they are having conversations with other people. So in order for them to not do that, you know, anymore, because it's really annoying. And to be honest, I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what to do, but I just would like for more people to be aware that they do this. Because that's the thing. I don't think that people are aware that they do this. Like, how can you sit down and have a conversation with somebody and you're not even acknowledging what the other person is saying? You're just waiting to talk. You're just waiting to refute. You're just waiting to be against. Like, sometimes, and I'm not even talking about me, sometimes I'm watching like a YouTube video or a debate or a TikTok or whatever it is, and like I'm watching a debate between two people, and I can just feel that the other person is just ready to say something against the opinion of the other person. Literally, like, the other person is not even finished talking, and you are ready to say whatever you want to say without even acknowledging what the other person said, without even taking those like 10, 12 seconds to actually retain the information that the other person said. Maybe think about it, maybe align it with your thoughts, maybe challenge your thoughts a little bit, maybe realizing that, oh, okay, maybe what you said is actually, you know, I never thought about it that way. Let me regroup a little bit and take that information, so I can maybe, you know, change my mind, or not change my mind, but be more open to whatever you are saying right now. And it's crazy how you are, I'm saying you, not you specifically, but you know how I talk. But anyway, it's crazy how we are full blown adults right now, and you're just sitting here and having a conversation like that. And a lot of it obviously is related to traumas and coping mechanisms, and something that you, like I said, most people are not even aware that they do this. Let me just start by saying that. That's how they have been communicating their entire life, and they think this is how normal communication is. And when something comes, and this is another thing too, like when something comes around that is challenging for these people, they just like discard it like so, you know, easily. When you're having conversations, and it's, how do I explain this? Because I was really upset about this a couple of days ago. Now I'm chilled, and I'm more understanding of why this happened. But a couple of days ago, I was really like intrigued, and I was like, wow, you are really like this. Like, you can't, like, how are y'all able to live like this? You know, because at the end of the day, if you don't have conversational skills, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, how are you communicating? And yeah, that was, and to be honest, I feel like that happens a lot more with people my age. Because the youngsters, let me tell you something, these young people, they are very self-aware. I had an Uber driver the other day, and he was 21 years old, and it was really, really late. So it was like one of those jobs to give him extra money because he was in a university. And we were having a really nice conversation, and this kid was like, you know, I have to change my job because I'm conscious of the fact that this is not good for me, but I used to work in construction, but my boss was really bad, really toxic. So I left that environment to look for something better for me. And when I was listening to this kid, he's 21. What were you doing at 21? This is my question for you. This is my question for myself. What was I thinking when I was 21? Let me tell you something. I definitely was not thinking like that. And as we were talking, it was really late. So I asked him like, okay, but isn't this hard for you? Don't you have class in the morning? Why are you, you know, driving so late? And he said to be honest, it's really for my mental health because driving during the day, it's really stressful here in Krakow. So I like to drive during the night where there's no one outside. I can just get in my car, listen to the music, pick up, you know, a few drunk people here and there. But it's a lot more chill and, to be honest, safe. And I was like, I was amazed. I was really amazed that a young boy was so self-aware of his needs, of his mental health. This is so important. And he knew how to have a conversation. This is the thing. Like, I was obviously more interested, like, in his life, and I was asking questions and stuff like that. But the way he was talking, he was actually... he had this conversational intelligence. He knew how to have a conversation. And it's crazy that people my age, that's why I say, like, I understand that we are just now finding out about our traumas. I understand that we are just now finding out what coping mechanisms are, and we are deconstructing everything that we have been taught. Like, I fully understand that, trust me, because I'm going through it myself. And because I'm fully understanding of that fact, I am also understanding of the fact that once you get to that point, you have to be aware of what is happening. And not only be aware of that, you have to make changes. You have to be proactive to become that better person. Because I understand that everybody's journey is different and the pace is different. And I get that. I really, truly get that. And at the same time, once you become aware of those things, you really have to become proactive in order to change that. Because if you are just here, just eating up the theory of things and reading books and watching videos and, you know, getting all the knowledge, but you are not actually actively trying to change, what are you really going to change? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I know all of these things, but at the end of the day, if I go outside and I act like a jerk, like, it really doesn't mean anything. And I say this to myself as well, because sometimes I preach a lot of things that I know that in reality, I need to work on those things. I know that in reality, I'm not quite there yet, but I am self-aware of that. And I am vocal about this. Like, whenever I express my opinion about something and my actions do not align with my opinion, I always say that. I always say that, okay, like, I believe this and I know that I'm not there yet. I know that I'm not physically capable yet to do something to reach that point. I am aware of this and I am working towards that. As long as you are vocal about it, that's okay. But if you are aware and you just lazy to change, or, you know, I feel like that's where the problem lies. And it's even worse when you're not aware. That's the thing. It's even worse when you're not aware. So let's work together. That is my message for today. I think that one of the ways that we can become more self-aware is help each other and communicate with each other and tell each other how we feel, really. Because from my experience, most of these people are not aware that they do these things. And because they're not aware, they keep doing them. And sometimes they're not aware because they never had someone tell them that they do these things. Now, this is the first step. Now, if you told them and then you see there's no active change, like I just said, that is a different story. But that first step, let's communicate with each other. Let's tell each other how we feel. Let's tell each other how other people make us feel. I think that's a good step to move forward. And if you are a part of the Me Toos, sometimes it's okay to shut up. Let me just say that. You know, social media, whatever it is, like, these days people feel like it's okay to have an opinion about every single thing. Literally, we go as far as people's personal lives, we feel like we have to have a say in every single thing. Let me just tell you something. If it does not affect you personally directly, mind the business that pays you. Mind your business. If it doesn't affect your life directly, if it's not a person that you care about, that you love, that you are around, that inflecting your life directly, mind your business, okay? Just because you have a social media page, just because you have an opinion about something, it does not mean that you need to express it every single time. If you feel the need to express your opinion or express your words, grab a freaking journal and write that down. Start by doing that. Start by grabbing a journal and writing things down. Write your thoughts down. Don't go on someone else's page and write them there. Don't go out in the world and have conversations where you are not retaining information. You're just spewing your thoughts without even listening to what the other person has to say. Work on how to listen first. We have two ears and one mouth for one reason. And I hate to say this because my daddy used to tell me this all the time and I really hated it. But now that I am an adult, I do realize the power of this sentence, okay? Learn how to listen more. It's important. We learn so much more when we shut up and listen. So much more. And I'm not even saying we learn about the world. No, we learn about themselves, about ourselves, sorry, about the other people. If we just shut up and listen and pay attention and retain information, okay? Don't be that person. Don't be that person to just go out there and tell your opinion to other people. Because let me tell you something. 9 times out of 10, let me tell you what's going to happen. People do not care. People do not care about what you have to say. And if they care, that's a different story. Because that means they're actually listening to what you are saying. But let me tell you something. When you go out there, when you go on social media, when you go out there and have these conversations where you're just spewing information and you're not retaining anything, you're not letting anyone talk, you're just talking about yourself, your experiences, your opinions, let me tell you what's going to happen. These people are not going to care about 99.9% of what you got to say. Because you just say too much. You say too much. You talk too much. You talk a whole bunch of nothing about nothing. And when you just do that, people are not going to pay attention to you. They're not going to listen. They're going to forget because it's just you're saying too much and you're not trying to listen. You're not trying even to understand what the other side has to say. And that's not how it goes. Okay. It's not only about you and about what you think. Now, don't get me wrong. I do like a good conversation. I like to be challenged. I like all of those things. But like I said, I like to be challenged. And in order to be challenged, I need to also be able to put a word in. So I could be challenged and understood and maybe, you know, questioned about how I think. So that is my message for today, you guys. I'm sorry if I came off a little bit aggressive, but but that's really how I just been feeling these past few days. You know, I've been a part of some conversations like that. I've been seeing, I've been watching some debates and I've been seeing some things on social media. And it's just crazy. Like people these days, they really feel entitled. This is the thing. People feel entitled to just say whatever they want and not care about the next person. And it's sad. It's really sad. I'm a spiritual being. So none of this matters to me, really. You know, we're just here. We're just out here. That's how I look a lot. We're just out here. So none of this matters to me at the end of the day. But as I'm working towards living a more present life, these little situations are situations that I want to talk about it and I want to express myself because I know that if I go through them, you go through them as well. And that's exactly why we're here. That's why I have this podcast, so I can share this with you so you can listen to it and relate, hopefully. And that's a, you know, we out here to just help each other. That's how I look at things. So yeah, that is my message for today, you guys. Let's practice active listening. I think I talked about it before, but not in a deep way like I did today. So, yeah, let's practice that. Let's listen more, you know, be more self-aware of our actions, of our words, because also people forget the power of their words, and people just go out there saying anything and everything without even realizing the power that they're holding in order to attract certain situations to their lives. But that is a topic for another episode. Once again, I'm so sorry for the delay. It's been crazy, but we're coming back, okay? We're coming back with the consistency. I'm bringing content to you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for keep rocking with me. I was out for a month, and I put an episode out last week, and that did very, very, very well. So thank you so much. I see that you are waiting for me. I see that you are waiting for the word, and that really truly means a lot to me. So thank you so, so much. Thank you for being here. You already know what I preach. If you like this episode, make sure you share it with your friends, with your family, with your dog, with your bird, with whoever you think might need this message, okay? And this one, I believe there's a couple of people you have in your life that for sure need to listen to this. So make sure you share it with them. Hashtag no harm feelings, you know. You got to make sure you express that at the end, because some people might take it personal. But yeah, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here. You already know where this podcast is available at. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. If you are listening this on Apple Podcasts, make sure you drop a little rating, you know, a little 5-star if you like it. And I will see you on my next one. Bye.